What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Another edition of the Larry Mullins podcast. Thanks, everyone, so very much for listening. If you happen to be listening on Apple Podcasts, do me a favor. And if you love listening to me ramble and talk about my week, you know, if you get any kind of value out of it whatsoever, just do me a favor and click that subscribe button, leave a rating, and write a short review. I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps. So we did it, folks. This past Saturday, Gary and I returned to Ocean City, Maryland to film part 3 in our Ocean City Boardwalk Pizza series. And I tell you what, the Ocean City compilation videos specifically, we did the cheesesteaks, then we did the snacks. Those videos have blown up, or at least they've blown up for our channel. And after the success of those, we were like, hey, let's do pizza. So we did pizza part 1, and that did very well. So naturally, give the folks a sequel. So we did pizza part 2, and after we did pizza part 2, that's still doing good. I have to actually pull up the stats really quick right here on this nifty YouTube Studio app. Let me see where the pizza... Just to give you all, bear with me as I scroll, just to give you an idea of how good these pizza videos, these pizza comp videos are doing. Okay, so Ocean City Pizza, Ocean City Boardwalk Pizza Part 1 has 2.7 thousand views. Ocean City Boardwalk Pizza Part 2 has, where's it at? 1.2 thousand views. And part 3, which just came out on our channel this past Monday, part 3 already has 221 views. Now, you may be thinking, that doesn't sound like a lot, but I mean, for our channel, we're at 454 subscribers as of the recording of this podcast episode, which is just great. But for a channel of our size, that's pretty damn good if you ask me. No gloating here whatsoever, but that's pretty good if you ask me. So without going too much in detail about it, I'm sure we'll get into more detail about it on our podcast. What podcast am I talking about? I have announced this on my podcast, but a lot of the podcasts, it gets confusing. But Gary and I started our own podcast together called Gary and Larry Do a Podcast. And you say the name and it's like, that sounds really corny. Yeah, it's supposed to sound corny. It was totally intentional calling it that. But on that podcast, we do a deeper dive into our channel and talking about it. And we talk about a bunch of other stuff too. But yeah, this past Saturday, we did the Ocean City Boardwalk Pizza Part 3, and I believe that is the last pizza video we will be doing, at least for now. I've still been plugging along with my Ocean City breakfast videos. Those seem to be doing decent. This past Sunday, after my girlfriend and I did our normal weekly walk on the boardwalk, leaving, we found a place called Soriano's, and I was like, okay, cool, I've never actually seen that place or heard of it. Let's go in there. And unfortunately, because I'm picky, I don't eat much by the way of breakfast, whether it's pancakes, waffles, or French toast. And since I've done mainly French toast on my breakfast videos, besides one video, I'm like, you know what, let's kind of spin it like I'm doing this in search for the perfect breakfast or the perfect French toast, because I love French toast. So I filmed this week's solo video. Should I say my girlfriend filmed it? She held the camera, she filmed me, but we did my next solo video for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures at Soriano's. At some French toast, it was actually really good, really, really good. I did a few new things edit-wise on the video itself, which you will see on our channel. Pretty proud of. Nothing major, just some certain clips I sped up a bit, added some text when I was like pouring syrup on the French toast. I entered the text that said syrup cam. I did I poked some fun at myself at the beginning of the video too, with some sound effects, which I think's pretty entertaining, honestly. And yeah, so did things a little differently. Like, you know, I filmed that video, you know, and we just came back to the house and relaxed, just watched some good old comfort TV as we always do. And I ended up staying at her place the whole week. I'm still here as I'm recording this. So went to an awesome restaurant that I've never been to called Cheddar's, and it's amazing. Great food, great American food. They have a little bit of everything. Went to an orchard. Don't make fun of me if you're listening. But we had a great time. I've been enjoying spending the extra time with her, you know, because we're both so needy. We need each other constantly. That's all there is to it. Make fun of me all you want. Nah, nobody's making fun of me. But Gary and I have been enjoying doing our podcast together. It's really nice. We're still nailing down a good time limit for each episode. I'd say on average, in a podcast where there are two people talking at the same time, I'd say average about an hour. Our first episode ran just over half an hour, and our second one was just under an hour, right around 50 minutes, and our third episode was just over an hour, at like an hour and eight or something. But I'm recording this podcast episode on Thursday, August 19th. It's going to be out Friday, August 20th. And tomorrow, or Friday, Gary's leaving for Las Vegas with his friend to go to SummerSlam at Allegiant Stadium, the Raiders Stadium. So that'll be pretty cool. Happy for him. But when he gets home from work, we're going to be recording episode 4 of Gary and Larry Do a Podcast. So I'm looking forward to doing that. We've been enjoying it. I like having a podcast. This, my solo podcast, the Larry Mullins Podcast, which may eventually have a name change again. Just because for me, like, the Larry Mullins Podcast, I don't know that I am fully sold on that name. Yes, it's my podcast, but I've thought of other names I could have. The Larry Show, no, that just sounds dumb. It's a podcast, it's not an actual show. Could do Larry Talks, but that could be more of like a name of, that sounds like a name of a podcast where the host is famous or some type of celebrity. Like, oh, so-and-so talks, oh, I know who they are. Nobody knows who I am. Thought about doing Larry's Take, where I, you know, recap my weekend and my week in the first few minutes of the episode, and then I pull up just random news articles and or whatever's going on in the world, movies, whatever, and I just provide my take on them. That's an option. That's an idea. This podcast originally started as a comedy podcast called Life's a Bit, where I would just interview comedians every week, and just because I'm a big fan of comedy, and I don't want to say I wasn't willing to put in the work, because if you ask anybody that knows me personally, I was putting a lot of work into that podcast, and the reason I decided to back away from that format was because I wasn't putting enough time and energy into Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, and Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures is my number one priority for content creation and creation in general, because when Gary and I started it, we're like, hey, this comes first, it comes before any of our other projects, and plus messaging multiple comedians every week, waiting for replies, like, it just got to be too much. It'd be one thing if people knew who I was and had some notoriety, I guess, and it's various things, and I'm like, okay, well, I could just, you know, do away with the audio portion, because I was, you know, doing audio, but then I was also doing video as well, and spending a lot of time editing the videos for YouTube, and it's, the one good thing about that is it taught me, I'm still not the perfect interviewer, but it gave me some experience on doing podcasting, and talking to people and editing. It gave me more practice with editing videos, gave me more practice in Final Cut, which is the only program I use for editing videos, and I got a chance to talk to several amazing comedians, including my favorite comedian, Mark Norman. I don't want to say I'm special. It's awesome that he agreed to do my podcast, and it's infant, stage when my podcast started his life's a bit. He was on my 10th episode, but if you're a fan of Mark and you listen to Mark on other podcasts, when it comes to appearing on a podcast, it doesn't matter how big it is, how small it is, he will say yes. So in that sense, I don't feel special, but I'm glad I got to interview my favorite comedian for the podcast. And looking back, you know, I did fanboy out a bit, but I, you know, if I could do it over again, I would do it completely differently. I may try to do it again. I may try to get him on my new podcast and just talk life and not so much comedy, but just ask him regular questions, like totally not related to comedy, which is honestly what I should have done. But because it was a comedy podcast at the time, I felt I had to focus on comedy specifically. Gotta take a quick sip of the DP. The DP, y'all. So yeah, it's not that I wasn't willing to put in the work, but I was putting in too much work in comparison to Gary Larry's Edible Adventures. And now that I've been working on most of the thumbnails, because there's still some thumbnails that Gary does, like for his solo videos, and I've just been doing more overall than I was before. So I'm like, okay, my new podcast, well, the Larry Mullins podcast, I just do audio and that's it. And it's a lot quicker. I do less editing because, you know, like, I don't remember if I said this on my first episode, but if I'm sitting here talking and I flub up my words, I'll make fun of myself and just keep going because I'm recording my podcast as if I'm live on air, like on the radio, you know, because you can't edit something out when you're live, you know? So that's just what I decided to do. Just be off the cuff and just, as my cousin said, you know, just one of the best pieces of advice my cousin Gary gave me when doing podcasting. He said, dude, just when I decided to shift away from the comedy podcast and just focus on my personal stuff, he said, dude, this sounds crazy, but just hit record and start talking. And that's what I did. That's what I do. And sometimes I'll have some notes on my phone if there's specific things, but now I'm like, you know what? Before I hit record, in my head, I have a general idea of what I want to talk about. And that's been working great. And I've been enjoying spending the extra time with my girlfriend. We get closer and closer every day and fall more and more in love every day. And that sounds crazy, but when you find your soulmate, you'll know how it feels. I can't appropriately put it into words how much I love her. I can't wait to marry her. I gotta propose to her first, but yeah, she's so absolutely amazing, and it's great that she's so supportive of our channel. And so you don't want to circle back around now for Gary and Larry do a podcast. We may eventually implement a video version of the podcast on YouTube, but that's down the road. That's if Gary and I talked, and we're like, if the podcast gets really popular or it starts gaining popularity, when our channel, Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, when that channel gets much larger and we have a bigger base, then we might implement a video into our podcast, you know, for those who want to actually watch us do the podcast on YouTube. But that's, right now, we're strictly focusing on audio. And I find, like, for a podcast, just audio is much better. It's much more pure because I believe when podcasts were in their infancy or when they started, they were audio only. And it's kind of, in a way, going back to the podcast roots. But I've only been podcasting for not even a full year yet. Almost a full year. But When podcasts started, they were only available in audio. There were no video podcasts, at least to my knowledge or from what I remember. But I love to just simply focus on audio. It's much easier, and I'm really enjoying doing it. Like I said, this Larry Mullins, the Larry Mullins podcast, I mean, I might do another name change. I don't know. I've been toying with the idea. My podcast is hosted through Anchor, and I love Anchor. It makes it very easy. The only thing with when I did the name change from Life's a Bit to the Larry Mullins podcast, I'm on Spotify because Anchor is owned by Spotify. Spotify, the changes show up almost immediately. And it took a week or a week and a half or several days before the change showed up on Apple Podcasts, which really isn't a big deal. I prefer to listen to podcasts on Spotify personally, so I love the layout and just the overall look better. But yeah, that's what's been on my mind. I've been like, I don't know. It's at first I was worried because Gary's solo podcast is called the Gary Cantrell Podcast, and I talked to him about this, and he said, "Well, dude, it's your name; it's totally fine." But I feel weird. Like, I don't want my podcast name to sound just like his, except with my name. And that's what I'm up in my head about. And I know he doesn't care about it, but I've been thinking of other potential names, like Inside the Mind of Larry Mullins. Like, that, it sounds kind of cool, but it's kind of too long at the same time. And I don't know. It's just Larry's podcast. Then that sounds kind of cool and goofy, but then that sounds too close to Gary and Larry do a podcast. In my opinion, at least it does. But there's just, as far as my podcast is concerned, there's just several things I've been bouncing around. And I mean, you know, honestly, the possibilities are endless. I might keep it as the Larry Mullins podcast. I don't know. And I'm still, you know, I got to work on getting back into the making actual videos. So lately, I've just pretty much on my podcast, I've been talking about the videos that I film for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, or Gary and I record one of our joint videos together. But, you know, it's started off as content creation, and still I'm talking about content creation pretty much on a weekly basis. And yeah, this is my podcast because I'm literally going to do whatever I want on here. Like I said, the format might change a few times. I'm testing stuff out, looking at analytics for my podcast. You know, when I started making the episodes slightly longer, my play counts went down pretty drastically. Not that I was getting tons of plays and downloads to begin with, but the longer the episodes got, the less plays they got. And I don't know if that's because I was talking about content creation a little less, or if that's just because it's the overall length. Because in my opinion, if it's one dude talking for more than 20 minutes, it's too long. That's my opinion. And speaking of that, we're pushing 19 minutes here, folks. I better get out of here. That does it for this week, folks. Please follow the podcast on Spotify. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Check out my personal YouTube channel at youtube.com/Larry Mullins. Check out Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures at youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Larry Mullins. Thank you so very much for listening, and I'll catch you next week on an all-new episode of the Larry Mullins Podcast.